Wednesday, February 9th, 2022. Question for you. What's better than a 20-minute AMRAP? Answer, a 25-minute AMRAP. Here's what we've got. AMRAP 25 minutes, so as many rounds and reps as possible in 25 minutes, of 55 beautiful double-unders, 35 glorious sit-ups, just ab mat, sit on the ground. Don't need an ab mat, but sit-ups on the ground. Hop on your friend and mine, the air bike, 25 calories for men, 18 for women. Hop off the air bike, grab that barbell that you've been waiting for, 15 power cleans, 115 for men, 75 for women. So AMRAP 25 minutes, 55 double unders, 35 sit-ups, 25 or 18 calories in the air bike, 15 power cleans. Awesome. We've got the calorie conversions based upon the bike that you're using. Are you going to row? Are you into a ski erg, et cetera, et cetera? Super fitness robot for this, 3.5 rounds or more. More likely, 2.5 rounds or more. Nothing overly complicated here. Well, the double unders obviously are sticky point for some folks, but that's okay. We get some options for you there. But ideally, you're just moving at a nice, consistent, moderate pace through here. And just no need to do those 15 power cleans unbroken. If you can, great, fantastic. If you want to cycle them in smaller chunks, great. You want to do 15 singles, that'll work too. Wild card option today. AMRAP 25 minutes. It's exactly the same as the workout of the day. The only difference is single unders are prescribed instead of double unders. So if the barbell loading's good, the calories are good, all that stuff's good, you're gonna do single unders today, the wild card is your choice. Scaled option today, AMRAP 25 minutes, 45 single unders, we knocked it down a bit, 25 sit-ups, knocked that down a bit, 20 calories for men, 15 for women on the air bike, knocked that down, and then 10 power cleans, 95 pounds for men, 65 pounds for women. That'll be a good option for people depending upon where you are in your fitness journey there. Limited equipment crew. Here's what they have going on. AMRAP 25 minutes, 55 double unders, 35 sit-ups. Now the changes. 400 meter run, and then 15 dumbbell hang power clean, not hang, sorry. 15 dumbbell power cleans, pair of 50s for the men, pair of 35s for the women. Their goals are exactly the same as the workout of the day for the super fitness and the more likely. Pardon me. 3.5 and 2.5 rounds. No equipment workout today. AMRAP 25 minutes, 55 jumping jacks. I say this every time, harder than people give them credit for. More taxing, I should say. 35 sit-ups, 400 meter run, and then 20 meters of broad jumps. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. Get in some Russian kettlebell swings. For time, 50 to 75 Russian swings, as heavy of a load as you can safely move. And the goal would be you choose a loading that you don't have to break up or put the bell down more than three times. And then we have the slips training. There's a lot going on with the slips training. It's not flashy, but it's one of those things that darn near every human being on the planet would benefit from if they actually did it. S-L-I-P-S, slips, each letter stands for something. Scales, both front and back. L-sits, inversions, planks, and stretching. And if you don't know what any of those things are, we've got videos showing all of them, and a video showing warming up with the slips as an instructional video. There's just a lot of good information in there. Looks easy, but they're challenging. Even those front and back scales, if you're unfamiliar with them, play with them for a while. There's some benefit there. And what you'll do is run the clock for 15 to 20 minutes, and then you just divvy up your time as you see fit. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the hamstring stretch, calves and foam rolling, and the cobra stretch for the old abs. Tomorrow's a rest day for most people. I encourage you to take it. And I will see you back here on Friday.